we got an important topic to discuss, and it has to do with a shortage. And I am talking a safety issue as far as this shortage is concerned. That's where we bring in the Nassau County Detective Association president. His name is John Wighouse, and nice enough to give us a couple of minutes to discuss. John, how are you? Welcome aboard LA News Radio.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure. It was brought to my attention, although we kind of had an inkling of what was going on here, where we discussed way back, but there is a detective shortage that has been ongoing. It's been an issue, ladies and gentlemen, all since last August. Multiple crimes related to the international street gang MS-13, drug trafficking, racketeering, child pornography, murder. There's a lot happening here. And, John, if you can kind of explain the deal a little bit. But this is an ongoing issue now of over a year.
Yeah, that's correct. The Nassau County Detective Association has been forecasting what we believe is a public safety crisis in Nassau County. Right now, in Nassau County, we are budgeted for 360 detectives. Currently, we have 300, which is 60 below our budgeted number. We're running short in every precinct squad and special squad alike. I was just in the 5th squad in Elmont, where they're 14 detectives short of where they should be. And our detectives in the county are doing a great job. We're just keeping our heads above water because the cases keep coming in. And because of the shortage of detectives, the cases just keep piling up for each detective.
Currently has 300 detectives, which are 60 detectives shy. You got a budget of 360 in play here. The jobs are diminishing. Why? Is it lower pay? Is it more responsibility trying to fight the elements out there? Mainly, we talk about MS-13, unfortunately, every other day, drug trafficking and everything else. Is that it? Maybe a higher workload, John? Where are we at with this as far as why?
Yeah, we see that police officers, there used to be a desire to become a detective, and right now we're not seeing that. We have no submissions right now for any police officer to become a detective, and that has to do with the responsibilities of detective work. It's very complex. From the inception of a case, we develop a rapport with our victims, we preserve, collect, and categorize evidence, and we also have to know the difference between an interview and an interrogation as we speak with our victims at their most vulnerable time to elicit important information and still having that sense of humanity. So there is a lot that goes into detective work. It's, we love our police officers in Nassau County, but they also see the workload that is occurring with this shortage. And we had 7 detectives this year who came to the detective squad, and they submitted letters to go back to being a patrol officer just from the responsibilities and the workload. And there is something with our collective bargaining where you stay in your police officer steps, pay steps, until you finish those. So we have 44 detectives being paid as police officers. When you make detective, you get a $2,400 raise. And it's just we're not seeing the desire of the police officers right now to change ranks.
In essence, it's just not enticing enough. I'm just wondering, what about those detectives that are planning to retire in the next couple of months? I mean, how is that going to affect everything? And what is the contingency plan at that point?
Well, like I said, right now we're at 300. I know of a few detectives that are planning retirements over the next several months. So we're going to be under 300 detectives. The county executive recently just reopened the 6th precinct and the 8th precinct. But unfortunately, those precincts are open without the detective division because we do not have enough detectives to staff those 2 precincts. So as a resident of Nassau County, if they live in the 6th or 8th precinct and they go in to talk to a detective, they're either going to have to wait till a detective comes there from another precinct, or they'll have to drive to another precinct to speak with somebody.
Wow, that's frightening when you think about it. John Wighouse. So, you know, we're going to have to keep an eye on things, John. I mean, you know, in essence, more officers, I mean, have to be hired here. I mean, that's really what it is. What is the time frame from when you're actually hired as a patrol officer until you make detective? What is the criteria? And give me a time frame as far as transition is concerned.
Yes, when you get hired as a police officer, you can make detective at 3 years. Once you have 3 years on the job, you can submit your letter to become a detective. If during those submissions, no police officer puts a submission in, they will take somebody with under 3 years. Now, we've had that happen recently, but and we stand by all our detectives, but somebody with 2 years as a police officer, sometimes they're not proficient in doing an accident report, and all of a sudden they're a detective, and they go to work one day, they might catch a rape or a homicide case, and, you know, there isn't the experience there for that detective at that time.
That's a tough deal. We'll have to keep an eye on things. And listen, we only hope it improves, because certainly we know what are on the streets these days. It's tough out there, and it can be a war zone. Yeah. We need all the help and everything else, right?
Right. As you can see, just recently in Hempstead, the county executive called on the state police for assistance to help with the gang problem in Hempstead. You know, we dealt with our MS-13, which is a violent gang and is still there. And now in Hempstead, you're seeing an uptick with the Bloods, the Crips, and 18th Street. So as our gang unit investigates, well, I should say our detectives in Nassau County investigate all felony cases throughout Nassau County, including the villages. So as our gang unit investigates all the gang violence in the villages of Hempstead and everywhere else in Nassau County, we have to call in for reinforcements from the state police, because we need help.
No doubt. Governor, we had him on. He talked about that as far as the state police patrolling now. It's, I tell you, a tough situation. We'll keep an eye on this. The Nassau County Detective Association President, John Wighouse. John, thanks for a couple of minutes. Important topic here.
Thank you very much for having me.
A pleasure. Tough deal. Really is. I'll tell you, when you have a shortage like that, and you're trying to combat everything, you know the elements out there. MS-13, you got drug trafficking, you got child pornography, you got a lot of stuff going on. Racketeering, tough deal.